Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Before we begin today's show, here's a quick message from our sponsor. Hey, Noodolinos, did you know there's an app where you can stream kids' podcasts about dogs, musical monkeys, and sugar monsters, including shows you won't find anywhere else? Well, there is. It's called Pinna, and it's a really great audio app custom-made for kids. It has audiobooks like Clifford, Pigeon, and Fly Guy. And if you love music, and I know you do because you listen to Noodleloaf, you'll love all the songs on Pinna. Pinna is free to try for 30 days. Search Pinna in the App Store or Google Play. That's P-I-N-N-A.
Welcome back, people of the ear. We're glad you're here to do more singing and playing with us. Today's show features some segments requested by listeners who follow us on social media. What's social media?
Cherish this moment, little one.
Okay. Anyhow, good times are on the way.
Hey, before you cue the choir, I just want everyone to know that there will be a guided doodling segment later in the show. So if it's possible, have something to draw with and something to draw on ready for when that comes around. Okay, cue them up, Joe.
Cue the choir.
Nice. Hold up. Wait a minute. Today's new choir members are a group of siblings from Los Gatos, California, which means the cats, California. And speaking of cats, remember when I asked you about some sounds that you liked or didn't like? Well, here's a sound that Noodleloaf listeners Farah and Ayla say they like. I like that sound too. Thanks for sharing it with me. Now back to our new choir members. We welcome Sky, Rinna, and John to the Noodleloaf Choir.
La la la.
It is time once again to do some rhyming. I'll say a word, and then your job is to say a word that rhymes with the word that I just said. And try to say it on the beat if you can. So, if I say book, you could say hook, or look, or cook, and so on and so forth. Let's give it a go. Ready? Paint. Chalk. Pens, marker, crayon, pencil, writing implements to implement my rhyming sense. Time to rhyme will commence in 3, 2, 1. Plane, poppy, salt, garlic, raisin. Everything. I like bagels. How about you? Do you like them with lox? 1, 2, metal. Steel. Glass. Plastic. Cardboard. Paper. I like to eat my cereal and recycled materials like Cheerios and paper bowls. Next round, go! Penguin. Yep. Tortoise. Pangolin. Seagull. Dolphin. Rhinoceros. Those ones were difficult for the kids and adults, but if you did your best, that's the most important part.
Part. Every time.
Echo song,
Hey, kids. I have so much fun hanging out with you guys. I think we go together like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, like macaroni and cheese.
That's right, like injera and what?
What?
No, injera and what? It's a bread and stew that go together from Ethiopia. You know, the world is full of delicious things that go together. Let's sing about it.
Sounds good.
I'm hungry.
No food until you sing. Oh, whoops, it's still recording. This is an echo song, so all you need to do is just echo back everything that I sing. I've got Joni and Shiloh in there to help you along. Me and you.
Me and you.
Go together.
Go together.
Like burgers and fries.
Like burgers and fries.
Falafel and hummus.
Falafel and hummus.
Bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash.
Together.
Go together.
Like tacos and salsa.
Like tacos and salsa.
Curry and naan.
Curry and naan.
Haggis and neeps.
Haggis and neeps.
Forever.
Forever.
Me and you.
Me and you.
Go together. Custard.
A car and custard.
Spätzle and Käse.
Spätzle and Käse.
Forever.
Forever.
Me and you.
Me and you.
Go together.
Go together.
Like corned beef and cabbage.
Like corned beef and cabbage.
Doubles and pepper. Sushi and soy sauce.
Sushi and soy sauce.
Forever.
Forever.
Me and you.
Me and you.
Go together.
Go together.
Like arroz con pollo.
Like arroz con pollo.
Biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and gravy.
Churros and chocolate. I bet you could make up your own song right now if you tried. I bet you could make up a song about just about anything. I bet if I put on some music and said a word, you could make up a song using that word. Should we see if I'm right? I'm going to put on some music, and your job is to just sing whatever comes to your music mind. Ready to begin? The first word is tomatoes. Next word, carousel. Next word is guitar. Next word, mirror. Sunglasses. Rainy days. last word? Soup. Do you have something to write with, and something to write upon? If you don't, you can just use your finger to draw in the air in front of you, and your great big imagination to try to see what it is you are drawing. Now, to play guided doodling, all you need to do is listen to my voice and follow the instructions for what to draw on your paper, or in the air. Now, what exactly you are drawing is a mystery. Let's see if you can guess what it is when we're finished. Begin by drawing a large circle in the middle of your paper, but be sure to leave room around it. On one side of the large circle, draw a smaller circle, making sure that the two circles are touching. Now on the other side of the large circle, draw a triangle. So one point of the triangle is touching the side of the large circle. On the bottom of the large circle, draw two small lines going straight down, and then draw a little triangle at the bottom of each line. Now, take a deep breath and think about how nice it feels to draw while listening to pretty music. Nice, isn't it? All right, let's continue. In the middle of your large circle, draw an oval. Now draw a smiley face inside of the smaller circle that you already drew. And lastly, listen to this music and decorate the area around your drawing however the music makes you feel. What did you draw? I'd love to see it. If someone were to share it online and tag Noodle Loaf Show, that would be fantastic. Then I could share what everyone came up with. By the way, the music that you're listening to was written by a French composer named Saint-Saëns, and it was written over 130 years ago, and it's about a swan. I can't wait to see your guided doodles and gather them online to compare what it is we doodled together. Let me know what you think I was having you draw by having a grown-up tag Noodle Loaf Show on their social media platform of choice, or email me your drawing at noodleloafshow@gmail.com. I'd like to give a very special thank you to our newest Patreon patrons, Candace Northey and Miss Lynn. Thank you so much for your support of the show. I hope you enjoy the Echo Song podcast feed that is available on our Patreon page and some of the videos that I've been sharing with activities you can do with your kids. And thank you, as always, to my co-hosts, Joni and Shiloh, for helping out with the show. Today's show is made by me, Dan Sachs.